was just unbearable, so we were just trying to hang out downstairs as much as possible, and then we made a little bed for my daughter downstairs to help her to sleep.
It's the hottest day in my life.
The heat killing 30 people across the nation. Chicago, 18 people dead. High temperatures also spiking people's tolerance, too. A lot of people blowing up, as it were, short fuses because they're on fire, or so they feel that way. It's a known fact that crime can spike when you have high temperatures. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and oh boy, that's where we start. I'm so sorry if you are hot, hot, hot. The good news is it's probably a little cooler right now when we're talking to you here on the beloved third shift. We're right in the middle of it. And I suppose it's a lot cooler than it was earlier in the day. It's no fun when it's 105 degrees. I think you're nutty if you say you really like hot weather. Even if you enjoy the sun, really, does anyone have a good time when it's 105? Woohoo! Let's have a barbecue. Oh, please. Give me one of those burgers or hot dogs. Let's stand right next to the grill. The person grilling must do nothing but sweat. I suppose it would be kind of a weight loss program, though. Cooler temperatures are headed to the northeast. That's the good news. But in the west, it's going to get warm. They're taking all the warm temperatures. You know what I was saying? 105 in Raleigh, 105 degrees. That is hot. Raleigh isn't used to that. I mean, they've had temperatures before over 100, but 105 is pretty unbearable. And the key thing is how many days in a row. You know, if you have a day or two of it, then you bounce back 10 degrees, 15 degrees lower. It feels, of course, a lot different. But when it's hanging around for a long time, it's harder to take. In St. Louis, it's been brutal. 107, some people said it got up to 107, just like Little Rock, Arkansas. They hit 107, too. And the key thing here is how many days in a row did you get it? And that's why Washington was virtually shut down, because what happened was they had a wild storm and power was knocked out and everything else. And in St. Louis, like I said, you know, they had 10 days in a row through Saturday where it was over 100 or a little bit over. And that's what makes it so tough. That's like Chicago. They had 4 days really where the temp was over 100. And then, you know, that's when other things start to happen. And people without any kind of an air conditioning unit, you know, those fans just aren't going to cut it when you get to super, super high temps. It's not going to work. So, you know, the highest or hottest, we'll say, the hottest place in the country probably is always going to be Death Valley, California. I mean, the extreme temperatures that they get to, imagine 121 degrees. That's too much, 121 degrees. And how many people live in Death Valley? I think it's just a place that you go through. That's why they call it Death Valley. No thanks, I'm passing through. Got a full tank of gas. I don't care what a house out here costs. I'll take my chances and live someplace else. All right, we have a lot of things that we're going to rock to during this hour of America Tonight, including at the tail end, a little sports shorts for you. Big historic day at Wimbledon for one of my favorite tennis players. Nice guy, too, Roger Federer. I'll tell you what he did. And also, what happened at the box office? Why do you care? Well, I'm a movie junkie. We do the movie review, the cheap movie review, and I actually went to the movies. So I can give you a little review on the movie that I went to see. It started with an S. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. In the meantime, it's a big week in Washington. Why? Because here we are, 4 months, a little less really than 4 months away from the election, and we got a huge case going on in D.C. for the entire week, and it has to do with Texas and voter rights. Texas is actually testing the 1965 voter rights law in court. And what the deal is for 25 hours, basically Monday through Friday, it's going to be spread out. There's going to be three judges from the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, and they're going to ultimately decide, after hearing all these witnesses, as to whether or not Texas can require people who live in Texas who are voters to show a photo ID at the polls when they come. See, here's the scoop. What's happened is we know that there are dead people. We know there are people that aren't in the country legally who are voting. So there are a lot of states that are trying to do away with that. And the idea is you have to have an ID. But the Justice Department says that's not right. That's racist. That's wrong. That's absolutely unacceptable. Because they're saying that Hispanic voters are probably twice as likely to lack the kind of ID that you're asking for as white people. Because getting a photo ID could be what they're calling a headache. Why is it such a headache? So, okay. Some students, I guess, don't have birth certificates, and they have to contact their home countries. They got to get one if they want to vote. So two of the three judges on the panel were appointed by the Dems, by Democratic presidents. Probably seems unlikely that they're going to overturn the Obama folks on this one, probably, but we'll see. And here's the key thing that's trying to be compared. The Texas voter ID dispute is one of a bunch of challenges to the Voting Rights Act, they say, that's aimed at defending voter changes, but also at getting the Supreme Court to strike down the law for good. And the reason why is it's much different when the law kicked in. You know, when it kicked in, it was a much different reason why it kicked in. Now we're talking about voter fraud all over the place and people that, as I mentioned, who shouldn't be on the rolls because they're dead or because they're not in the country legally. And even Eric Holder, who promised the biggest Hispanic group of people from La Raza in Vegas over the weekend that he would do everything he could to make sure that anyone who wanted to vote was protected, that everybody could vote and should be able to vote, and he was going to make sure that Latinos weren't barred from this process. So when it passed 45 years ago, you had bipartisan support. And this is different. I mean, it was a landmark piece of legislation, of civil rights legislation, because this is what was at the heart of that and why it flew through, ultimately, after the debate, the Senate and the House of Representatives. And it transcended Dems and Republicans because it was set up to protect black voters no matter what political ideology they carried around. This is different. Now we're talking about illegal people voting. That's what we're talking about. So eligible voters, if they say, which the Justice Department is saying, eligible voters, shouldn't that be people who are in the country legally? Because wouldn't they be eligible? How are you going to get people who aren't here legally to become eligible? I'm missing something, I guess. And I don't understand how this has become such a tug of war. Voting is a right of people who are here or citizens, right? Not a privilege that you can sell for, I don't know, for a political reason. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And you want to vote in a clean election. Hey, you're a citizen. You want to vote. Who should be eligible to vote in this country? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. If the Texas voter ID goes down, you know, because that's about the challenge now, then in Texas it would be business as usual, which I assume a lot of the La Raza people would be excited about. Eric Holder was speaking before them over the weekend, and that was the idea, saying, don't worry, I'm going to make sure that everybody gets to vote. And why would he care about that? Why would the Obama administration care about that? Because that's going to be a Democratic vote. And so the more people you can get at the polls, the better, and so be it. If they're illegal or dead, we'll take them. Not that this hasn't happened before and hasn't happened in elections. In every single election, have you had people who have voted and it's been an illegal vote, but it counted, of course. Is the idea to have as clean of an election as possible? Yes. 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 I don't care how you think. Doesn't everybody want that? Of course you want that. Nobody wants to have, well, maybe I'm wrong. Why do you want to have a dirty cheat, a win? Why do you want someone to go and vote, to stand in line, who's not eligible to vote? What are they? A liar? A cheat? Shouldn't be voting. Do I go to another country and vote? No. Do you go to another country and vote? No. Come on. So I don't understand the big push that this is nasty, this is wrong, Texas is ugly for doing this, or South Carolina is, or whoever, because I think, and Florida for trying to purge the voter rolls. Bravo to the governor for doing that. And it has nothing to do with, it has nothing to do with being racist. It doesn't. I mean, hey, if you wanted to argue, well, the Republicans are trying to do that because they want to make sure that they don't get all these extra votes, the Democrats, yeah. Illegal votes? Yeah, of course. I'll give anyone that. I would 100% agree with that statement. I will stand behind that statement. Of course. Of course you don't want to see that. But then what does that say? The reason why it's political and why would the Democrats want it? Because it's extra votes. 1,000 here, 1,000 there. I mean, who knows how many votes ultimately are we talking about, for goodness sake? How many votes? All right, we have a lot of other things that I said we were going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. I want to make sure that we definitely do that. Coming up at the tail end, we'll hit sports so you know what happened with Roger. And in between, we got something cool called Spam or Not. Are you sick of spam? Do you get a ton of spam? Does it seem to increase? Everybody wants your email address, and then they bombard you with a bunch of nonsense. Which, by the way, if you go to our website, americatonight.net, and you click on the Press 4 and you download Press 4, it's an awesome way that you can keep in touch with the show. Then during the day, when you get frustrated by something, you can call it and say, America Tonight Rant, and then you can rant about whatever it is. At whatever hour in the day that you want to rant. And chances are we'll probably air it on America Tonight. You don't have to have an iPhone either. You can have a flip phone, whatever. You just go to press4.com. And I promise you, we're not trying to spam you. We're not trying to get anything from you. We're not trying to sell you timeshares in Coconut Grove somewhere or any of that nonsense. We're not trying to do that. It's just better ways to communicate with the show. It's an app, for goodness sake, if you have an iPhone or an Android. And it's just a regular old hit Press 4 on your phone. There's a way to set that up, and then I say regular old, an old way that you can also contact us anytime during the day. How cool is that? Plus, you have a chance to enter the contest and win an iPhone, or if you hate iPhones or you're in a contract, you know, we always have these crazy contracts, you would win $200 instead. How about that? $200. All right, we started off talking about the weather and how nasty, awful the weather was. It's hard to think about anything else when you're melting. I know, I get it. It's got to be a little bit better, though, for some of you. And if you are not feeling it yet and you live in the East Coast, have no fear because it's going to get cooler. That's the greatest news that I can deliver to you this hour. I'm frustrated over what's happening with Texas and the voter ID, and I'm sure many of you are frustrated by the weather. I get it. Oh, I so get it. In the meantime, Hollywood has lost a legend, a guy who was considered to be one of the all-around nice guys, meaning character actor in his later years. At 95, he died. Kidney failure was the cause. And that's a pretty good life. That's good living if you're living to 95 and he's relatively healthy through the course of that lifetime. And, boy, he appeared in a lot of things, including SpongeBob SquarePants, that comedy cartoon that you see on Nickelodeon. I used to watch it all the time. It's pretty funny, actually. If you haven't caught it, just Google SpongeBob SquarePants. I'll spare you me singing the song. But he was known for a whole bunch of things. He won an Oscar back in the 50s, and he died over the weekend. His wife and his kids were there, and you know, he was a McHale's Navy guy. And, boy, McHale's Navy, that was like the guy from Richard Dawson who was on Family Feud. He did a little bit of McHale's Navy, little tiny bit, like cameo appearances. But anyway, he also did a couple of other things, like a lot of guest appearances and stuff, and he had other roles, you know, from Here to Eternity. I'm trying to think of things people would know. Vera Cruz. He did a film with Betty Davis called The Catered Affair. If you go back into the vault, if you're watching some of the black and white stuff from earlier. But like I said, he spanned six generations six generations of or more of acting, and you know, he had was making a pretty good living. Did some time in the military. He joined the Navy in the 30s. He served on a destroyer during World War II, and he said he wouldn't trade those years for anything, saying that the Navy taught him a lot of things. And then he went into acting after that, and so he celebrated lots of birthdays. 95, though, that was the end of the line for Ernest Borgnine. Ernest Borgnine. All right, moving to something else, not Hollywood related, but I think something that's on the minds of a lot of people is what's happening with the internet on Monday. So if you were, for example, trying to look up this story because you heard me mention something about Ernest Borgnine and you think you know who he is because you remember a caricature of him where he had this kind of chiseled old face with wild eyebrows and gray hair, but you're just not quite sure. Good luck if the internet isn't available to you, because on July 9th, Monday, happy Monday, the FBI is closing down a network of DNS servers that a lot of people were depending on for internet access, and the servers were originally part of a scam where there was basically a crime ring from Estonia who came up with the malware package. Isn't this what everybody's doing in Estonia or other places, called DNS Changer? But the FBI seized it, converted it into a legitimate DNS service so that they could help people. The malware scam was widespread enough that even third-party companies like Google, Facebook, other ISPs like Cox and Verizon, so scary, and AT&T have tried to help remove it by issuing automatic notifications to users that their systems are configured with the rogue DNS network. So hopefully you would have gotten that and you would have been able to know what to do. If you got it, then they're telling you that the system is compromised and you got to take some steps to change it, and it's not really that difficult to do. You just have to know if you've got it loaded on, and the best way to uncover that is to go to DNS-OK.US. You can test your connection safely that way. Stay with us. We're going to the movies for a second anyway, next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. No don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns, call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
At movies, don't we like to go to movies once in a while? Of course we like to go to movies once in a while to forget all of the woes that await us. Like with healthcare, still many of you in the dumps thinking about your healthcare and what's going to happen. Remember, this week on the 11th, they're talking about repeal, but that's not going to work. It's all about who's going to be elected, and meaning not so much even 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but the lawmakers, the legislative branch. Remember, House seats are up and a chunk of the Senate up as well. My pal Kathy McPherson sent me something. She was checking the CBO estimates and said that mid-level policies are going to cost $4,000 to $5,000 a person, $12,000 to $12,500 a family in 2016, with the cost rising after that. So if you figure it, as she says, that's $417 a month in premiums for one person, or $1,042 a month for a family. Wow, how much do you have to make to be able to afford that? An individual, $9,500, $37,000 as a family. Wow. Boy, those are numbers. Let those just kind of sit there and marinate for a second. And I wonder what you think about those numbers. So we will check the box office. Like I said, we will do that here in a second, but before we go there, remember you can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Tim in the great state of New York. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
I've got a little question for you. Uh-huh. How many companies do you think now are going to go from 50 to 49 employees?
A lot. A lot of companies. Because they don't want to pay it. They don't have to pay it if they're under. Yeah.
Now you take the 50 to 49 employees, now that they're under, and you take a lot of these people that aren't working that have now have been given the free pass on the illegal alien situation.
Uh-huh.
They'll go work for these 49. And you can bet that anybody that had their hand in it is going to try and stump her votes off this. They're going to say, hey, we put you to work, you know, you're going to have to get health care, but, you know, you're working, you can get health care. You know, I think they're trying to pull a rabbit out of the hat kind of thing, but I'm afraid a lot of people are going to say, well, I can't afford to work at you know, if I've got to pay those numbers for insurance, those 49 employee companies are going to pick up new employees at a lesser cost, and we're going to put more people on the dole just because they can't afford that number.
Yeah, I agree. How sad is that? You heard me read some of the numbers off that ultimately it would be in just a handful of years, and who can afford that? Who can afford that when you think about the cost per family, especially? Oh, I mean, individual, but per family, forget about it.
With those numbers that you just gave out,
mm-hmm.
It's an automatic going to fail.
Yeah.
You've already scared the people with those numbers, and the insurance company said, well, it's going to cost you more for insurance to start out. It'll get better later. Well, I've never seen anything in the insurance business ever go down after it went up. You know, and,
boy, that's
and
true.
Now they're looking for ways to increase your insurance costs on your automobile every 24 hours by putting in that auditing device to see how you drove. I mean, it's not going to happen. We're headed for some kind of a collapse. I don't know what, but I can't picture the insurance this Obamacare lasting. It's going to bankrupt itself before it ever gets started because the premiums are just going to be way too far out.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, that's it. That's the biggest problem, Tim. Who will ever be able to afford that? That's why the competition erasing the state lines would have been a much better way to go. We should have given it that shot.
Well, here's the other thing, though. Now you'll scare people into managed health care, and then the insurance company is going to tell you what you can and can't have even after you pay for it.
That's right, because they'll have to dole it out and decide, well, geez, you're a little bit too old for that titanium hip or the whatever. You're right, which is what there was a big fear about in the first place, especially with the population that's getting older.
So now we're going to look at the lesser of two evils. Well, we can't afford that big premium. So, okay, we'll go for the managed health care. That's what's going to happen. You're going to wind up with
single payer.
The lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
You know?
Single payer. That's where we're headed. That's the road. We are on the road to single payer. That's it. You said it, Tim. Very scary.
Yep.
Very scary.
You've got to scare people into it. Right now, people are getting scared into it because there's so much information flying around out there, they don't know which way to go. Number one.
Yeah.
You keep them confused, and you can control whatever you need to control. It's basically gotten down to a state of spin doctor is really what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And who has the most lobbyists? Well, that would be healthcare. They have over 3,000, and it's certainly their advantage to do that. And who paid for all of what ultimately became the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare? Well, that would be Big Pharma. So this is where we are.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, I built a building down in Connecticut for a drug company who will remain nameless. And I looked at this thing. I didn't know what it was when we were putting it together. I was putting all kinds of stainless pipes in this place. Nice building. Prettiest pink building you ever saw in your life.
Mm.
And turns out that this building was 5 stories tall. And I can't figure maybe 25,000-30,000 square feet, and this thing was designed to do nothing but make Prozac. You know?
Wow.
So, yeah. So, you know, they're, like I said, they're spin doctors. This is going to be a hell of a mess. It makes me want to just go back and hide in the woods somewhere. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you need to start some estates out there. Let us know. We'll get some of the listeners to go out there, too. Tim, thanks. He's right. It does make people want to bury their heads in the sand or run into the woods screaming because, you know, just the numbers I gave you, that's pretty clear cut. I don't know what else to tell you. I've told you some numbers as well. I told you what the CBO is saying, the Congressional Budget Office, that they're coming up with the numbers saying, oh, the numbers were too low before. So just look at the policies, how much that's going to cost you in premiums. For a family, $1,042 for a family. Yeah, it's crazy. And that, by the way, is a month. That's what a month would be. Single, almost $500. Wow, wow, wow. All right, speaking of wow, it was all about, I think we have a little clip of it. This was number one at the box office. Check it out. Bum, ba, bum, bum, ba, bum.
38 of New York's finest versus one guy in a unitard.
I love Dennis Leary. That was Dennis Leary's voice, by the way. The Amazing Spider-Man, number one at the box office. Yes, if you can add big numbers, 20 million on Friday, 23 million on Saturday, and another 20 million it took in. Is that right? That can't be right. Is that the numbers that Spider-Man took in? I must be getting bogus numbers. It was on almost 4,300 screens. I went to see a movie called The Savages, which was nowhere near that amount of money. Didn't take in anywhere near that amount of money in the box office. The Savages took in a total of just over 16 million. 5 million and change on Friday, 5 million and change on Saturday, and 4 and change on Sunday. That's how you get the just over 16 million. I have to say, though, I really liked The Savages. The Savages had, it's not for everybody. I mean, there's some wild themes going on here, and we're talking basically, I don't want to give the movie away, but we'll say Mexican cartel headed up by a powerful woman, two surfer dudes with an enterprise in California who are very naive to the business. What happens when she decides that she wants in on the business? How's that? And I might have, in my cheap movie review, I might have given away a little bit more than that. Here's the one that's so stunning to me. A movie of a grown man with a teddy bear that talks really has raked in the dough. I think in the weeks that it's been up and going, it's at like 120 million, if I'm right. 120 million? Are you kidding me? A man with a bear that talks. I don't know. Somebody likes that idea, or they like Mark Wahlberg. I don't know. That would be a movie that a lot of people would go and see. Has to be teenagers or college kids or, you know, somebody that thinks it's kind of clever and silly. I mean, humor sells, there's no question about that. We could all use a little humor. A little sports action on the flip side or whatever you want to throw in. 855-266-KATE. Meet you then. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Woo! No days off during the week. It's not a holiday week. Sorry to inform you. Do you think you're getting another day off in the middle of the week? Wasn't that odd to have hump day off? It's very strange. But how can you complain about celebrating Independence Day on a day where you didn't have to work? You could just, at least some of you, could just kick back and relax and think about the day. Maybe go to a parade, wave a few flags, watch a few fireworks, hopefully not in San Diego since it only lasted 15 seconds. This lasted a long time as we head to sports shorts. I'm a huge tennis fan. I just like tennis. I love the game of tennis. I started playing when I was a kid and have always liked to go out and play when I can, and have watched and covered Roger Federer for a while. Had a chance to actually interview him a couple of times a long time ago. But he's a very nice guy. Seven-time winner of Wimbledon. Seven-time winner. He beat Andy Murray 4-6, 7-5, 6-3, 6-4 on Sunday. It was very strange. He had a short rain delay and closed the roof on center court. Federer says, look, I'm not sure if it helped me or not, but there's a good chance it could have helped me. And it kind of messed up Murray, or so it seemed, although you don't want to give him any excuses because he really both of them really played well. Andy Murray played well. He slipped a couple of times. They had one game that lasted a ridiculous amount of time and had 10 deuces. I was watching that game, and I thought, man, this is never going to end. So good for Roger Federer. He makes history as a 17th Grand Slam, 17th major he won, and that is now the record. And, you know, usually Murray is the guy who's been on the winning end of it with Roger Federer. So England waited 76 years for a men's champ at the All England Club. Heavy expectations were on Andy Murray. Thousands of people watched the match on a huge screen and were screaming his name and all that sort of stuff. But it just was not his day. It was Roger Federer's day. Here's what a very classy Fed said afterwards.
It's a magical moment in my career. Look, to get my seventh one here, 17th, my world number one ranking back, if you like, my family being there, you know. Last time I lifted a trophy, my wife was pregnant, so now here they are, almost 3 years old. It's an amazing moment. I couldn't be more happy. So it feels great being back, you know, here as the winner. It feels so familiar. I've obviously missed playing in the finals, and it's a great moment.
This is how you want to win Wimbledon, is by going after your shots, believing that you can do it, and that's what I was able to do.
All right, so that's huge. 17 for Roger Federer. Pete Sampras, the great American Pete Sampras, had 14. He's second on the list of all-time Grand Slam victories. That game that I mentioned was 26 points, 20-minute game, where Federer finally converted a 6-break point, and he was able to knock off Andy Murray in that one and knock him off for this. Matt, I know that you sometimes watch this kind of stuff. It was very early in the morning, though. Did you see any of the Federer match, Murray match?
I saw, since the rain delay happened, I did see the final set. So I basically saw Federer taking over. It was the end of the, I saw the end of the third and all the fourth. So it was basically when Murray played himself out of it.
Yeah, he had played well up until then. It was really a very good effort by Murray. And he absolutely had a lot of pressure on him, because all of England was really, I mean, they were screaming, pushing for him, there's no question. But Federer was just so good. He's so composed, and he came back, and he was great.
And it seemed like any chance, like any opportunity Murray had where you felt like, okay, maybe he could get some momentum, he would hit a horrible shot, and it wouldn't be, he'd have an opportunity to take advantage of Federer, and he would just fail.
Yeah, absolutely. And Federer ate his lunch on those points, especially in the last set. So at 30 years old, number one in the world. Woohoo! I like Roger Federer. I liked Pete Sampras. I always go for the American. But Sampras, of course, long out of the game. The other American, though, another American, because Federer is Swiss, but the women's side, Serena Williams, wins her fifth Wimbledon. She goes 3 sets against a girl who is Polish named Agi Radwanska, but she ends up really, she has a cannon for an arm, unbelievable, and she's over 30 years old too, so she wins her 5th Wimbledon title. I mean, I'll tell you, even if you're not a sports fan, you got to think of this. You got these two American girls, Serena and Venus Williams, and you think of where they grew up in Compton, California, one of their sisters killed by an errant bullet. It's just wild that they came off those public courts, and both of them now have won 5 Wimbledons. 5 Wimbledons. So anyway, her final score over the weekend was 6-1, 5-7, 6-2. It's her 14th major title overall. It ends really a 2-year drought for her. She had health problems that kept her away, a whole bunch of health scares that constantly serious things that she was battling, and so for her, she really came all the way back, and that's amazing that, as I said, between the two of them, they have 10 Wimbledon trophies, 10 of the past 13. That is dominance for one family. Doubt will ever see this ever again. Huge. And the key thing is, she has a cannon for an arm, and she served a ton of aces. I mean, just a ton of aces. All right, some of you listening to me out there might be huge baseball fans, or maybe you're not huge baseball fans, but occasionally you go and you get tickets for a game, so you go and watch the Red Sox, or you go and watch the Yankees, or you go check out your favorite team in the area. Maybe it's Kansas City, the Kansas City Royals, or somebody else. And, you know, it's you just have a great time. Even if you're not a huge baseball fan, you have a great time. Except for when your team is getting clocked. And I think I say this all the time, but I'm a huge Philadelphia Phillies fan. I couldn't be more disappointed in what's happening with my Philadelphia Phillies. Once again, beaten by those pesky Braves. I'm sure there's a ton of Brave fans out there. You gotta love a manager, because, you know, sports is all about cliches. We'll get them next time. We really worked hard. Whatever. You gotta put the biscuit in the basket. I mean, there's a ton of them. So here's Charlie Manuel talking about his team, the lousy Phillies, aka the Sillies, with the possibility of still making the playoffs.
I believe we can, because I will always believe as long as you got a chance, and I believe that that's how you have to go about it. You know, like, and you have to try hard enough, and you got to put forth the effort, and you got to continue that you can and believe that you can come to the ballpark every day and win. Like I've seen it done before. I mean, it's going to be hard and difficult, but I've seen it done before.
Okay, it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult, it's going to be impossible, Charlie. The Phillies are 37-50, 14 games back in the NL East. I think they're going to hopscotch over, let's see, Miami, the Mets, Atlanta, Washington. I don't think so. They have one of the worst records in the National League. There's no wild card in the Phillies' future. Of course, I would be excited if there were. And, by the way, there's a little bit of a break, and maybe that's a good thing, because the All-Star game is on Tuesday, 7:30 Eastern, is the start of the All-Star game, the National League and the American League. Wonder what those ratings are going to be like. You can bet we'll have the highlights or the lowlights of that one.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.